for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Previously on Dungeons and Dragons.
How do you feel about Orcus?
Oh, that's a good question, Yenbo.
Poorly.
Yes.
Okay, yep.
That is a good answer.
Are you maybe looking to change the world back to the way it was, perhaps?
I'm not sure I believe such a thing is possible, but were the gods findable, I would be interested in that.
And you do see these stained glass windows. In them are just backdrops.
If there is nothing else to find except the gods' continued absence, then I will eventually make my way back down.
You see before you this horde of undead and this rainbow wall that looks like it curves up and back towards the region of Icewind Dale.
I fly back to Agoth. They made it through. Do you think you can get through the undead extravaganza down there?
I've seen more extravagant extravaganzas.
Yeah, you have.
I am optimistic.
And then you see Agoth reach the wall, and it begins to light up.
Uh-oh.
Welcome to Dungeons & Dragons. I'm your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. He, him. Also with me today is Tom Laird.
He, him, and I am playing Tallgear, who also goes by he, him.
And Carla Maxted.
She, her. I am playing Yenbul, who also goes by she, her.
And Amy Moore.
That's me, and I play Thea Amastasia. Both of us are she, her.
And joining us again this week, from the Broadswords, it's Kristen Flemons.
Why, hi there. She, her, and I am playing Agath Godlost Catho Olavi. Also, she, her.
I'd just like to say, did she nickname herself Godlost after she lost her gods?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know Goliaths are hardcore into nicknames. I know some stuff.
Well, we're so happy to have you back, Kristen. Thank you so much for being here
for
again
back.
With us.
Thanks for having me.
Staying with us all these weeks.
Yeah, we didn't scare y'all.
I mean, I almost, it's a big cliffhanger.
We almost
I need to save my horse.
Or maybe killed her horse.
We have explicitly made it clear we need to save the horse, and that's all we care about now.
Yeah.
Saving the world, be damned. Horse first.
Gotta save the world one horse at a time.
Well, we'll jump right back into it. As soon as we say how awesome our patrons are, because they're awesome.
They are awesome.
And when you come join us over on Patreon, you get an episode dedicated to you, like today's patron, Alex M.
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Alex.
You are awesome.
Alex M?
Yeah.
Cool.
Stands for marvelous. Was it not M?
Am.
I don't think it was
no,
an M.
Am.
Am?
A-M.
Am.
Ham.
I mean, it could also stand for marvelous.
It sounded just like you said M to me.
Oh, weird. So now fuck it. Let's play. previously, we left you on a huge cliffhanger where Agoth and Rex are trying to make it through this rainbow curtain that is protecting Icewind Dale. There are undead grasping at you as your pace slows from charging down this hill. Flames begin shooting out around the horse itself. An arrow whizzes by Yenbold. You turn and you see the sentries, the guards, have turned and begin are notching their arrows towards you. Let's roll for initiative. That's probably going to be the cleanest way to keep this, I think.
God damn it. I don't want to fight these.
You don't have to fight them. They're fighting you, though.
Should we just hang out on the other side of the veil and just see how this goes? Okay, you guys are on the other side.
Yeah. Are you, like, pushing the butt of the horse through?
I mean, that is my go-to move the next time I get a turn, is I'm going to fly down there and try to, like, push that horse forward.
I rolled a 7, so I'm not fighting them. I was right.
10 for Agath.
15 for Telgear.
Oh, are we... Do I roll too? Are we in it?
Yeah,
sure.
You're in it.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah. So sorry.
Come join us.
I didn't say what you two were. And then Talgir and Thea are just kind of waiting, seeing what's going to happen before they fly back to Waterdeep.
Well, let's see how this plays out before we get involved.
Yeah.
Well, no, I was assuming that we were shooting arrows at the undead grasping at the horse.
Say that. Well, so now you can.
There was no time.
It's okay. It's okay. Well, it's very high stakes. We got to just get into
it. I'm sorry. I will interrupt you more.
Togear, you're up first. You see, like, the momentum of the horse immediately stop. The horse and Agoth immediately, like, slow. And, like, these flames are shooting out around. You're getting a smell from it of, like, burning flesh. What do you do? Undead are crowding in behind.
I'm gonna take my carpet, head on over there, and attempt to, like, pull or drag or push and aid Agath and Rex in their attempt to get through.
Okay. With undead in behind, let's say... Yeah, I mean, you can get in there. There's a chance that some could try and grab up at you.
I mean, would it be more advantageous for me to, like, jump off the carpet and maybe, like, action attack as I fall and then begin?
How cool do you want to look?
Yeah, it sounds really cool. I say do that one.
I mean, all right, let's do it.
All right, action attack. Roll to hit.
Will a 30 hit?
Oh my gosh.
A little undead. I mean, did you just want to hit them all? Because, yeah.
I mean, if a 30 is going to hit them all, I'll hit them all.
It's gonna disrupt some things. So, yeah, absolutely, a 30 hits. What kind of dice does that one roll? D12?
D8, actually. Oh, D8. Well, I guess I'm using it in a two-handed version, so it'll be a D10.
All right, roll me damage.
Okay. That would be 16... damage.
I don't know how high you jump off, but you definitely jump off the magic carpet and come down on top of the ones that are immediately in behind, and the force of this hit splits the one that's right behind, and then the others fall to the ground with the force of you just kind of barreling into them as you hit the ground.
All right, and I guess I'll try to push, like, put my shoulder into Rex there.
Okay, roll a straight strength. Athletics.
Athletics. That's a plus 10, so that'll be 28.
Okay.
Lift the horse above your head.
Agoth, you hear this commotion in behind you and then feel like this jolt of energy kind of push you and Rex forward. You see ahead of you that Rex's... head pokes through the other side, and immediately the flames stop around the horse that isn't in this rainbow curtain.
Okay.
Is there anything else you can or want to do, Talgear?
I mean, probably not. I know magic is not a great thing at the moment, so yeah, I guess that'll be everything for Talgear.
Okay, Thea, you are up. Talgear disrupts, pushing horse. Looks like it's making, look like they're making a little more headway.
Well, Thea wants to come down and she's seeing this horse and the flesh is bubbling, and I'm sure it's making sad horse noises. So she wants to push as well. But as she pushes, she also wants to cure wounds on him at the same time.
Okay.
Because she sees an animal that's hurt and she's just got it, even though she knows.
Okay, so you're hopping off of Guacamole?
Yeah, I'm gonna jump down. Can I jump and like squash something as I fall?
Sure. Are you like Mario butt stomping? Like, what are you doing?
No, like feet. Like that's feet what first. I was I'm not picturing. Looking to like paralyze myself.
Whoop, sure. Yeah. What do you want to attack with? You just want to like kick some shit.
Well, no, I guess I could come down with something in my hand. Nope, I can't because I only have a long bow and an oath bow. So I'm just going to like come down. Like, she's seen Flint do this before, just like. Nothing in your hands, but just two fists onto the back of something else.
Okay, go for it. Roll plus strength.
He has like hollow bird bones with unarmed strike. I can't wait to see how this works.
This is what happens when she sees an animal in trouble. There's no thinking. She just goes for it.
I've seen my level 17 dwarf fighter friend do this once before.
21 fuckers.
You're like severely in, like just rolled to the maximum for fighting ability. He's fine to do this, so like you can do it too.
But she did it.
Anything Flint can do, I can do.
Damn right.
You come down and land like a solid hit on the back of one of these undead, and its shoulders buckle, and it falls to a knee.
Well, I put my other foot on its back, so I smush it to its to its front, and then I use the momentum I have of stepping on it to shove the horse forward.
Okay.
And as I do so, I cast Cure Wounds.
Okay, roll plus athletics, and I think Cure Wounds just happens, so you can...
Oh! It was a nat 20.
Ooh, no Jesus, we're whatsoever. Pushing this horse through. All
this horse
right.
is getting God the fuck
God
through
damn right
here.
We are, Russ.
Save we the have a goal. Horse! Save the horse!
Okay. Regains hit points equal to... I don't heal things very often, surprisingly, so... This is new to me.
It's not surprising.
I'm a selfish bitch, and I just forget the things that I can do. Also, everyone heals themselves. Okay, 1d8 plus 4. The horse gets 8 hit points less meltier.
Sure. Yes.
Yeah. Nice. Like, I don't know. I don't. You're probably not keeping track of hit points, but I want it to not be as hurting as it is right now.
How many hit points did we? We didn't give hit points to the horse.
We didn't say, like, if it's a regular war horse, then. I have that stat, but...
We'll just kind of keep track.
Okay.
Here, I'll keep track of how much death it's taking. It's fine.
Cool.
Yeah, you push, and then you get in behind and around Tulgir, and you're pushing the rump of this horse through Agoth. The horse is now... What's this? The front legs?
Mm-hmm.
I wish we had
Tracy here. Tracy knows horse parts.
The chest?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
The withers? Yeah. The withers. That's a part of a horse?
That sounds like a part.
Yeah, sure. That's a part.
I don't
of
know
horse.
What part it is, but it's definitely a part of a horse.
Yes. I used to ride horses, you know, and I'm like, it's the withers are either the front shoulders
or
the
back shoulders.
Part.
It's starboard
sure.
or bow or port or
that's
whatever.
That's true. The port side is through.
All right, all our equine-loving listeners, if the withers aren't the front...
I'm sorry?
We're sorry.
The withers are located above and just behind the horse's shoulders, where you would find the shoulder
blades.
There
we go. We did it.
All right. The withers are through.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Guacamole's turn?
Sure. Yeah.
Because she goes right after me.
Yep.
I lift my hands in the upsies type position, and she uses her turn to swoop down and gently grasp my arms. You know how you shake each other's hands so that you feel for weapons? We do that to each other, and she lifts me out of danger.
Right on.
I don't want to be stuck down there.
So you're going up and through?
Not through.
Okay.
Just so up for now. I just don't want to be in the middle of the horde for an entire
with no
round.
Weapon. Solid yep. strategic choice.
That's where I'm
She's
at.
Got that axe handle, though.
That's Keep right. Away. I've got these guns.
arrows flying through the air. Two at Yemble, one at the horse coming through. I know, I'm the worst.
I'm married to this monster.
Yembo, that's a 17 and an 18 with arrows flying towards you.
Those will both hit.
Okay, and a 14 flying towards the horse.
Bounces off the armor.
I'll remember to heal you.
I can heal too. Why aren't I a monk? Then I could do like cool shit, like just grab it, throw it back.
Yeah.
I never get to do that when Amelia.
You're going to take a total of 11 piercing damage from these arrows piercing into your flesh. Agoth, it's your turn.
Yes, I'm going to use some post-it notes. Okay, so I want to creatively interpret one of these post-it notes, which is born to the saddle, which says that if I fall off a horse, I can do a cool move and like land standing. So instead of falling off my horse, I would like to vault off Rax's back and to land behind him. And I will then pull my mace and attack three of the undead around me to clear a bigger circle. And then I'm going to use another post-it note as a bonus action. But
Right. So roll some attacks.
25.
Yep.
Oh, nat 20. So a lot. and math is hard. 16.
When the bonuses are so big, it's actually hard to like make the conversion in your head.
Math is not my strong suit, so...
It's fair. It's all good. All three of those hit.
Nice.
So for the... Yeah, for the crit, we'll roll double dice, single modifier.
Okay, so for the crit, it's going to be 7 plus 3. So 10 for the crit.
Okay.
7 for one of the other ones, and 10 for the final one.
Yeah, three heads explode.
Nice.
As you swing this down. Yep.
Super. So as a shield master, when I attack on my action, I can use a bonus action to shove one creature 5 feet away from me. So as I attack these things, I'm pulling my shield behind me, and I am going to try and shove Rax 5 feet through the wall.
Perfect.
Yeah, you are.
We've just been rolling plus athletics, so we'll just keep that going.
Okie dokes. That is 20.
Rax gets propelled 5 more feet through, which is most of the horse at this point. And we'll say that Rax has a turn like right after yours and continues to pile through and into the clearing ahead of it.
Congrats to Rax on having the constitution not to, like, you know, be fucking scared like most horses are and run off.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I know, yeah. I'm just
and
saying.
A war horse. He's
especially
seen
trained.
Some shit. He's
seen
some stuff.
He's a lot of horse.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you think Rax would do other than just get into the clearing beside? There's nothing really to attack in front of him at this point.
I think look pissed off. Sort of like... Now that he's out of the quicksand, sort of like, you know, do that horse thing where they like try and bite something behind them. And I imagine like Agath is going to like, you know, use her movement to sort of like continue backwards through the wall, like shield up. So he probably bites her, honestly.
Perfect.
Because that's their relationship. But,
you know.
Love it.
It's give and take.
Okay, Yembol.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Can I, out of game, Russ, you can tell me if you don't want me to do this, but what I would like to do is, try divine intervention.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because I want to know if my spirit, because it's not technically a deity, like I am in this like weird in-betweeniness of cleric. So I want to see if that works. Would you like me to tell you what that means?
Yeah, tell me what that means.
Great. Super cool.
As an action, request your deity's aid and roll percentile dice. If the number rolled is equal to or less than your cleric level, your deity intervenes. If successful, blah, blah, blah. You can't use this again.
Okay, who's your deity?
Well, so...
That's the question.
It's not. It's just because I'm Kalishtar, so it's like a little bit different. I like have a quarry spirit who's Ithgara. I don't have a traditional
Yeah, but deity. Ithgara's devout to somebody, aren't they?
I don't know. It's not written. I think I made that up. I don't think that's like a real thing.
Okay, sure. Okay, you're
Russ
about
is like,
to
oh, no, I'm pretty sure Ithgara does serve a specific god.
I mean, let me double check. It Carla's was a very like, long time ago I made this up. Character, but I'm pretty sure.
Ithgara.
Ithgara.
I-T-H-G-A-R-A. Yeah, I think you made that bullshit up.
I think I made
Way
it up.
Way to introduce a goddamn spirit who grants magic powers in a world that... It's changing. God damn it, Carla.
Yes, how Carla, annoying. Yes.
In her defense, she introduced this before said change took place.
You could have looked up Ithgara. Yeah.
Look, you know what we did when Lazy. We met this character? We exploded the city around
There was
them.
No, we didn't even chat. No, we've just been chat. In action ever since. So yeah, I want to see if like Ithgara will come to my aid, which... If that works, all I want them to do is, like, stop the good guys from attacking us, because we are also good guys. Mm-hmm. And also, I just want to know if I can, because are they gone? I don't know.
You're ruining Russ's Spirit. World right now.
Well, Spirit. I mean, I could probably just roll bad. Who knows?
Well, I mean, even if you roll great, you roll only bad. Have a 17% chance of this happening.
Of so. It actually working, right?
Okay, roll.
Okay. You're deciding right now whether or not your god lives or not. So, no presh.
Well, no, just if they appear, if I fail, it doesn't fucking tell me anything.
Ah, Russ could tell right? you something.
It's true. It's a 42.
So close.
So, not close, so close. At all.
Wait, are so we not happens. Level 42?
Yeah, so nothing happens.
Okay, well, I tried. I still don't know. Are the, I guess the archers are probably not approaching us, because why would they? They're shooting arrows.
They're shooting arrows. They are doing what ranged attackers
do best.
Can
you talk to them in their brains?
Only from 60 feet, and they're hundreds, aren't they?
Yeah.
Dang.
So.
Could you scream at them real loud?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll yell. They are actually good guys!
I'm sorry, Arnold. Say that again.
Please stop the shooting.
Get to the chopper. You know, something like that.
Pretty standard.
Yeah.
So okay, so you try to contact your spirit deity, and nothing, no response comes back.
Does anything bad happen? It's not really a spell, but...
Or is it?
It's not as, like it's not like, on my spell well, list. No, I like pull, I'm concentrating on my amulet, trying to like connect
Wait, hold on.
To my.
Are we separating spell from magic?
No.
Oh.
Because divine, like how I picture it is, you're like just you're floating there praying.
You're just praying so hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's literally a Hail Mary.
Yeah. There's yes. there's no. If it doesn't connect, there's no connection to. Whatever
Anything.
Magic, right? Yeah. Like, you can call upon it at any point, but it doesn't necessarily activate it.
Is it through a microphone?
Yeah.
Can you just wonder
Russ's hands up here like he's like karaokeing. Yeah.
So I'm gonna say that there's nothing visible that happens based on you outwardly praying.
Okay.
And see, that's why I didn't ask if anything happened when I gave health back to the horse.
I didn't care to know.
You were doing it regardless.
No, things happen. Okay, Tallgear, back to you.
Being a, like, veteran soldier type, is there some sort of parlay, like, hands over head with wrists crossed, like, hey,
yeah,
please stop shooting at me sort of thing?
You tell me what that looks like.
All right, Tallgear, I guess, because he's currently on the other side of the veil, but looks like there's some room thanks to old Macy McGee that came in.
Yeah.
Agath cleared the way, so he just kind of strolls through the barrier, provided he doesn't get stopped for any reason.
Nope.
Puts his big old weapon away, like on his back, and puts his hands over his head with like his wrists kind of locked on one another.
Okay, roll probably persuasion.
Persuasion, okay. That is a 27.
Okay, you do that. You don't have a very clear view of them. Like, you can see them, and they can see you. But you can't, like, just determine, you know, facial expressions or anything like
sure.
that. Yemble, you see them notice. Like, they see Rax come through, and then they see Tallgear come through and do this move. And they look to each other, and they're like mid notching another arrow, and they kind of lower them at a moment. You see them kind of looking to each other and having a quick back and forth.
Can I do the same thing? I know it's not my turn, but I can move my arms not on my turn, right?
Sure. Yeah.
Just like copy the move that Tallgear made, because clearly he is communicating something to them.
You do the same thing. It doesn't provoke them in any way, shape, or form, either way.
Yeah, you do it. And they start like, to shoot arrows at you.
No, you're flying.
Somehow they have a missile launcher? I don't know. Weird.
Thea, you are up.
Okay, so I'm currently held...
Above the horde.
Above the horde, by the arms, by Guacamole. Guacamole does this cool thing. We've been practicing. She, like swings me back and forth and then flips me up. I do a somersault midair and land in the saddle perfectly without like boxing myself.
Make a dexterity saving throw.
Okay.
And only the zombies there to see it.
That's right.
It's true. Well, we're looking at the soldiers. We're missing this amazing
display. I perform for me.
Maybe okay. A goth is still facing backwards because you were pushing through. Yeah. Maybe you see it.
All right. Well, that's only a 12.
Okay. You feel, as you're doing your flip, sharp talons dig into your back. And you turn and you look, and there is a Vrock who has grabbed onto you. And is cool. Now lifting you away from Guacamole.
Okay, well, can I still have my turn?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. can I... I want to take out one of my... I realize I don't have any weapons. I take out one of my arrows from my quiver.
Okay.
And I want to use it like a stabbing weapon.
Okay, go for it. Roll to attack.
I thought strength, we had addressed this at some sword. And you like picked up a sword.
I thought I did. I was so sure.
Nothing
there.
I mean, I'm almost positive that happened because this happened before. Yeah. And we were like, you should just have just a couple of sharp things.
You just have a dagger at some point.
Yeah. How are you even cutting your meat?
18.
Yeah.
And I want to stab up and toward the neck area. Like that.
Yeah, I mean, you can definitely...
Or belly.
Yeah, you can belly. Reach it. Black ichor begins to, fall down.
I bathe in it. I stab harder.
All right. It releases.
I land on Guacamole's back perfectly. Hmm. And I finish with a flourish. And then on Guac's turn, we fly through the motherfucking veil. Because I was unnecessary danger I put myself in. But, wouldn't be Thea if it wasn't unnecessarily dangerous.
Sure, I'll give you that.
Thanks. I wasn't waiting to find out.
No, that's fine. I'm not going to take that away in this moment.
Thank you.
Save the horse. I'm in the saving mood right now. Yembel, you see the archers, they continue to converse amongst themselves. They don't notch another arrow. They don't fire one. And you see one of them yell down to a foot soldier down on the ground. You don't hear exactly what they say, but you see this person turn and begin moving towards you. Agoth, it's your turn.
Okay, and Thea has made it through.
Yeah, so Thea did some flippy cool thing. You see a rock come in behind her and lift her, and then you see stabbing and then dropped. Almost missed.
No, but I didn't.
Almost
nailed
missed guacamole.
And fully seated.
Come through.
Yeah,
so
it was beautiful.
Yeah.
With a flourish.
Cool. So yeah, I think Agath had like started to walk back out towards you, and then you swoop through and like, okay. And she will just sternly turn to Rax and be like, stay. And then start walking towards the archers.
Does Rax immediately follow you? Slowly trails behind you.
I think he throws like a little demon horse tantrum, but he's probably also still feeling a little rough, so.
All right, so Agoth is through, Thea's through, Talgir's through, Yembel's through, everybody's through. You see on the other side, the undead are like scratching and clawing at this. You see like wisps of smoke and flame as they do this. Some of them begin trying to like tear through. You see this vrock that Thea stabbed like hitting against and like depressing into and then being pushed back out of this veil.
Can I stab through the veil as I'm walking by, just like very casually? Just like, you know, sort of like walking through a fence and then just like stick a stick through every now and then to stab something.
Yeah, because we've said that you can like, because we've determined it's at least as long as your horse, but you are able to freely walk in and out of it. Oh, there you go. Yeah.
There you go.
Just kind of like poking
through. Remember the elevator lance?
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It is the elevator lance. It is a really multifunctional tool, surprisingly.
Perfect. All right.
And yeah, wouldn't think a lance would be that versatile.
I mean, I really only thought it had the one thing, but here we go.
Just get out a little bit more aggression as I walk. Just, you know, stab. Ideally some big things.
Yeah, you're stabbing at the biggest ones you see.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We're out of combat now. So you know, closing the distance between you and this sentry. And they yell out and say, who are you?
Agoth. Like, that should be just self-explanatory.
Yeah.
And friends.
What?
Agoth's the leader now.
Yeah.
I love it.
Welcome to our podcast, Kristen. We're happy to have you here. We record every Tuesday.
Without fail.
The next 10 years.
So I know the Broadswords records on Tuesday, too, so you got to really pick your favorite right now.
Shoot.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Don't choose now. Take your time.
That's right. Very
uncomfortable. Get back to us next week.
Okay. And you see the others, at least one of the other soldiers is coming down to join this other person before they proceed forward more. They catch up, and I don't know if you stopped moving at any point or if you just continue walking towards them.
Yep.
Cool.
I think, just walking towards them.
Okay. They stop, and they have a defensive stance about them. They have their shield and a short sword, but they're not rushing towards you or anything, and their friend catches up, and you now all kind of meet and congregate. And they look up to this monster of a horse that is.
Didn't the horse stay back where we came through?
Oh, sorry. Did you want the horse to stay or is the horse following?
He may not have listened that well as everyone started going. You know,
when your pet is injured, it follows you.
Yeah, that's true.
Loves you deep down.
It's the middle time, baby. Here we go. Here we go.
Oh.
It's the middle time.
Kind of a different energy than normal.
Yeah. Zero.
Oh.
It starts with zero people on our mailing list that we want to grow to be more than zero people on our mailing list.
Okay. You know it. Hey, if you go over to our website, dumbdragons.com is our website, you'll see a little pop-up there. Boop, boop, boop. It'll go like that, and it'll say, hey, you want to get on the sweet mailing list. I got to write this down because this, I got to make sure that this is what it says.
Yeah. Also, I think the sound effect is very much not going to be there for you.
No.
Well,
but just imagine the sound effect. The thing will be there. It will say whatever crazy nonsense Russ is about to say.
All the great things are happening in our mailing list and we wish that you'd be there. Please put your, please give us your personal information. Not your social insurance number or security
Just your
number.
Email address.
Just your
probably.
Email address.
Yeah, not all your personal information.
No, maybe.
I think an email address would do.
But we have one of those, and we'd love for you to sign up for it, because I figured it out. I did it, everybody. I made
Good
the
job,
internet
Russ.
Particles
We're
work.
We're so proud
Thanks.
Of you.
Thanks, Russ.
We've only been talking about it since the New Year Goog Hang of 2018,
yes.
I think.
Is that when it first
It's when
came
it first
up?
Came up. So it's only been, I mean, time's a flat circle these days, guys. It's been a hard year. I don't know. Reasons?
Yeah.
Anyway,
sure.
It's there
Very
now,
fair.
So you can sign up.
Please do.
Also, I'd like to just take a little peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
When anything gets done, it's because Russ figured it
out.
So 100%. Full credit to him.
100%. Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, we can all agree
everybody.
About that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it will be a cold day in hell when one of us is like, listen, I figured out this important thing having to do with this podcast. And that'll be it because we will have peaked. We will have learned everything Russ could teach us, and there'll be no more reason to do this.
Well,
so
it's never going to happen, so don't worry.
Yeah. That's right. You don't have to worry about it. Nothing. That
leaves nothing. A lot of faith for me. I'm going to go try and figure out how to make the website make that sound. I'm going to go try dumbdragons.com. Sign up for our mailing list, and we'll send you just probably only once a month because we don't commit to anything more than that, right?
We're real busy.
Yeah, monthly podcast.
The newsletter is going to be very readable, too. We're not talking like paragraphs and paragraphs.
Just the information you need. And some of you probably don't.
Probably some dumb bullshit, too, because that's kind of what you're here for.
Yeah.
Right?
Is that not why you're here?
This mailing list is just going to
crunk.
It's going to crunk.
It's going to crunk.
Is it going to crunk, Russ?
But it's going to crunk, but also it's going to chronicle my journey trying to make a website make a noise.
Okay.
So there's going to be an ongoing
update every month.
Yeah.
Update every month.
It's going to
crunking mailing list and a website that makes noise. Perfect.
I can't wait to get it.
Day 845. Still haven't happened.
Can it be called Dungeons mailing list? It crunks.
Sure. Why not?
Write it down. You're not writing it down.
Writing it down. It crunks.
That you just made. You
come for the information. Stay for the crunk.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So
please sign up.
Dumbdragons.com. Crunk.
Yeah. Crunk or no crunk. Please sign up. Sign up for that noise. All right. I've got to go Google crunk now.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
You meet up with them and they say, but okay, Agatha, but how did you get through the horde and what are you doing here?
We walked and rode and they flew.
Okay.
We found the note in the tower.
Oh.
Yes.
We are here seeking refuge and
answers.
Okay. I don't know your questions, but I assume you're looking for the Arcane Brotherhood.
Yes, Makoth the Crimson in particular.
Okay. You can absolutely find her. She is in Bryn Shander. It's not far. You just follow the trail, and it'll lead you right there. There's not many of them left. Her and only two others.
Thea comes up a little bit late. She was cleaning ichor off of herself. Oh, guy. Ah, Agath, did you see that? Did you see it? It was cool, wasn't it?
I did.
Cool. Yeah, it was cool. Hi.
Hello. You see the second soldier that had walked up look at you as you walk up and you're cleaning yourself off, Thea. And they have this look of recognition in their eyes. They look... not old, but they're older. But they see this, you see a little, something clicks for them. And then, she gets wide-eyed and, begins to smile and say, are you Thea?
Yes.
From the Decimators of Dragons. I mean, the Deserters of Dragons went around for a while there,
Ooh.
But... I know. I
did. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Sorry. Yes. Hi. What's your name?
I remember manners and how to interact with people.
My name's Jenny. Jenny Gitzk.
Hi, Jenny.
Hi. Wow, it's a real honor to meet you and your friends. Where's Flint?
Well, it's kind of why we're here.
Oh, okay. I could escort you to the town. Would that be okay?
I looked to everyone else.
Yeah, we...
Yes, please.
I've never been here before. I have no idea where to go.
A guide is always welcome.
Okay. The faster we can get to Makoth, the better it'll be.
Okay. She sets off. She says, so where have you been?
Oh, trapped in a floating pyramid.
Wow.
You?
I mean, here.
Hey, this seems to be the best place to be.
Well, it gets smaller every day.
Agath will turn to her as if she knows something. They are from the past.
What does that mean?
I do not know. It makes very little sense.
Time worked differently in the pyramid. We were only in there for probably a couple days, but when we came out, it had been 10 years.
You've missed the last 10 years?
Yeah, so not deserters. Just...
I was right. A couple bets are owed to me. I had to pay out on them because we figured, you know, after a certain amount of time, the statute of limitations, I put it off for the longest amount of time without having to pay. But now you're back, so I can probably get some money back.
Sure, good. Go collect. Yeah. Put some interest on it,
Not that money really means anything nowadays.
Well, get it in ale, get it in grain.
Yeah. No, good idea. I wonder if they're still alive. You know what? We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, that took a dark turn. So, tell me, do you know how this works? This rainbow dome you have over here? This must take a lot of magic to keep up. And I've been told, and I look at Agath, that magic is essentially ruining the world.
Yeah, yes, it does. If the gods are gone and the power that they contribute to the world are gone, I think then magic draws from somewhere else. But we have a god. Lesser god, but they're keeping this working, at least for now. It flickers.
What god do you have?
Oriel?
Do I know anything about Oriel?
Roll history.
Roll for history!
Can I also roll that history?
Anybody?
I hope someone
does.
In
on the history.
I rolled a 1, so...
21.
That's only a 9.
12 was what I had, so...
Yeah, I got 12.
21... I mean, that checks out. Oriel is the Frost Maiden.
Oh, that's why it's so chilly.
Yeah, the merciless god, goddess of cold and winter.
Oh, not so merciless, though, is she?
Not so merciless. You would know that she is a paranoid god and keeps much of this region, or all of this region, Icewind Dale, under protection from outsiders, even in the before times. Blizzards were known to have covered this area, so people, travelers, would get lost in these blizzards and not be able to find the towns that they were seeking. Many people had died. As you look around, there are no blizzards. It's clear sky, well, rainbow sky, and these blizzards are gone. Still frigidly cold, and yeah, lesser god, but has been known to inhabit the material plane and exist within Icewind Dale and the Sea of Moving Swords, which is the sea to the north coast of this region.
Do you know how Oriel escaped the fate of the other gods?
I don't know. Maybe the Brotherhood has more information. Most of us just are thankful. But her power seems to be waning as well. As I said, like every day, like the barrier used to be on the other side of the spine of the world, and now it's here. Which is as you're kind of rounding a hill, you see a town down below at the end of this trail that she's leading you down. You haven't been walking for very long, and it's the region used to be much larger, and now it's encroaching, getting closer to where we live. Like, I feel like we all feel like she's losing power, but she doesn't let anyone get close enough to her. She still stays hidden, and we don't know how, but we just hope that people are not using all that much magic.
Well, I'm going to apologize. I totally healed the horse.
It didn't look pleasant for the horse.
No.
Is the horse, is it alive?
Yes.
Safe?
Sometimes.
It likes crackers, and I pull one from my bag.
Yeah, he's snatch.
We cut ahead to the town, and you are led to what looked to be a town hall, but is a little more run down now. Most who walk by are not as kept up as any city. They're certainly not the ramshackle places that you've walked through.
I'm sure this place looks like great compared to Orcasville.
Yeah.
This must look like heaven.
It's a rundown city, but there are people there. Elves, humans, halflings primarily that you see. She leads you to this town hall and says, well, I'll just lead you right in. And she opens the door and allows you in. You can tie up your horse if there. And then she points to, there's a little trough and hitching post.
I'll point it out to Rax, but he doesn't really do like ropes. So.
Okay, well, great. And she leads you in. There's nobody at the main desk, and she leads you down this series of halls, which look to have beds in some of the offices. Looks like it's kind of a makeshift refuge. And leads you to a conference room, and she knocks on the door, and you hear from inside, yes. And she kind of peeks her head in and says, there's people here to see you, Makoth. Yeah, let them in. Door swings open and you see before you, Thea, you recognize her instantly as a tiefling with bright red skin and huge horns on the side of her head. She's dressed in very thick furs. They look worn, but they're very thick and warm. She's seated at a desk, and there's books all over this room, on the shelves and all over the table, open to different passages and pages. And she looks up and says, oh, Thea. And friends.
Makoth.
It's been a while.
I look her head at the books and I go, some things don't change.
Well, what's the saying? You can take a wizard out of the library, but can't take the library out of a wizard.
Yeah, absolutely. They say that.
Sure.
How have you been?
She just gestures to the table and around. Life's been better. I think it was better when I was in the iceberg and
Aruthatar wasn't as bad as Orcus. I mean,
no.
We're gonna go ahead and compare.
Reasonable, yeah. Ice dragon, much more reasonable than.
He's a knowledge seeker, really.
Yeah.
I miss that guy.
Yeah.
These are my friends. This is Yenbul.
Hello. It's nice to meet you.
Talgir.
Jarmed.
And a goth.
Greetings.
Hello. Hello to all of you. You are not the same group as last. I assume that's why you're here.
Yeah, that is why we're here. So, we need your help.
I figured as much. It's a long journey.
All right, so we got the amulet. I rifle through my bag and I procure it. And what now?
The ritual, which... She looks down at a book in front of her. Says, well, the ritual has a great toll
in that it requires a large amount of magic. How much do you know?
Bits and pieces from what we've been told. Magic is killing the world, sucking the energy out of the world. The gods are gone. You guys happen to have one here.
Yeah, I don't know for how much longer, though. Aurel is weakening. We managed to... She managed to shroud Icewind Dale. So much so that Orcus, in his original attack and onslaught, did not recognize this place as inhabited. Throughout time, he sent his followers to various remote regions looking for those to be converted. Aurel was able to make them go away for a little while. But after so many don't come back, he sends larger forces. That's when she turned those blizzards, frigid cold, into what you see before you. What you made your way through.
No easy feat for some of us.
The horde keeps getting larger. People in the world keep using magic, which is drawing from now not only gods that they know or the earth that they draw their power from, but anything that's left. And Aurel's power is one of the largest locations, fonts of magic and energy left in the world.
So what you're saying is, if we do the ritual that needs to be done to separate Flint and Bort, it's essentially going to end the protection you have here, and perhaps Aurel.
I don't know if it will, but it will have a severe cost somewhere else.
Cool.
Is there a way we can fight Orcus and try to get real power back to the world?
Where did the gods go?
The gods have been imprisoned.
All right, so maybe like a
jailbreak.
Yeah. One of those.
Sure.
Imprisoned by Orcus.
Yes.
Where?
We haven't found them yet. We've been searching as many of the planes as we can. The ethereal regions are vast and plenty. If we knew where they were, we would get them. She says, she begins looking and searching through the books on her table. And she picks one up and says, this is a log of all the locations that we've been. I can give it to you if...
Sure.
That's a task you would want to take.
How many do you have searching?
We had many. The entirety of the Arcane Brotherhood, which was hundreds of wizards, we're now down to 3.
Well, you can actually do a lot with 3. Just putting that out there. Also, could I get that ritual? Not saying I'm going to do it or anything, but...
Do you have a magic user amongst you?
Like a wizard specifically, or...
Well, someone who can properly execute the ritual to the letter. You are talking...
Oh, Leosin is really good with paperwork. I'm sure He'll get this done.
Leosin's a monk.
I'm sure that there are wizards.
He's not good at paperwork, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's
we have established he's very good at paperwork. Just to save us the return trip, you give us the ritual. We'll go find the gods or whatever we need to do, but we don't want to have to come back here and then go back again to where Flint is. You understand?
Yeah, really, this would have saved us a trip if we had only had the ritual to begin with.
Well, 10 years ago, more, you were supposed to go get the Amulet of Wonder and return. I assume, like, how far gone is he?
It's not great.
I don't want to talk about it.
My concern is that the souls are so intertwined that completing this ritual may destroy one of them.
Noted.
Do you have a vessel for the other if they are to be intertwined?
Listen, we don't have everything figured out, obviously. We're piecemealing this thing.
Okay. I will give you the ritual.
Thank you.
She walks over to a shelf, sorts through some scrolls, and hands you one that's covered in dust. She blows it off and unravels it, nods, and hands it to you.
I put it in my bag. Thanks, Makoth. And hey, maybe we'll find the gods first. And I was going to say everything will be okay. It won't, but you know, everything will be okay.
Yes, perhaps we can find the gods. We set them free. World saved.
I hope you're right. You feel like a rumble in the earth.
What was that?
That's a tremor of the barrier closing in.
Could we see Oriole?
You can go try to find her.
Anywhere in particular? Or?
She is shrouded in the sea of moving ice.
Oh, okay.
You are more than welcome to go try to find her, but she has concealed this region, and her paranoia has escalated and doesn't come out ever.
I mean, in her defense, it seems well-founded.
Yeah. You, Goliath, you look like you have questions too.
I seek the gods. I seek my god, who I thought abandoned us so many years ago. But if she is imprisoned, I seek a way to break those chains, or a way to break Orcus.
If you find the gods, they will be able to help undo what Orcus has done.
But you have no further insight from all your hundreds of mages, other than that they are imprisoned somewhere in all the planes of existence.
We know where they are not. And that may give you and your group clue as to where they are.
It is more than I had before.
Thanks, Makoth. Is there a place we can rest?
Of course. Of course. We'll put you up. You can stay as long as you need. Are you traveling back by foot to wherever you need to go? Where are you off to?
And Thea looks to Tallgear and Yenbol, and it's like, I think we're probably going to talk about it.
Yes,
there's a lot to discuss.
We have learned a lot in the last several hours, and we need to decide what we will do, how we survive without using magic.
You can use it, but use it wisely. Don't use it to start campfires. Don't use it to heal wounds that will heal themselves. Use it when it matters.
Will do. Agoth, are you... What are you going to do now?
I seek the gods. It is simple.
Okay.
And yourselves?
I think we also seek the gods.
Good. Four swords, better than one.
The whole reason I'm doing any of this, the reason we are here at this moment, is to get what will hopefully save Flint. How long is it going to take us to find the gods?
But how do we say that getting back to Flint to do a ritual that might not even work is worth the whole world? If we can find the gods, they can help us. We can use magic again. We can get rid of Orcus. And that would be saving Flint too.
Agoth, are you going to join us?
I have no objections to this.
Dungeons & Dragons, Season 2, Episode 84. Starring Amy Moore as Thea Amastasia, Carla Maxted as Yen Bol Nuri, Tom Laird as Tulgear Heavyfoot, and Russ Moore as your Dungeon Master. With guest Kristen Flemons as Agoth Godlost Catho Alavi. Editing, production, and sound design by Russ Moore. This episode featured music from Epidemic Sound and sound effects from Epidemic Sound, Boom Library, and Sound Ideas. A huge thank you to our supporting producers, Gabriel Lynch, Jessica Babiak, Mark Hartless, Stevie, Cat Waterflame, Jacob Madden, Christian Brown, Devin Michaels, Aaron Stevens, Eric Houlihan, and Ray Serbeck. To support Dungeons & Dragons and our many other productions and get access to an exclusive podcast, bonus episodes, and much more, please join our Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. You can also follow us at facebook.com/dumbdragonpodcast and on Instagram and Twitter at dumbdragoncast. Thank you for listening. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
Agoth will turn to her as if she knows something. They are from the past.
Thanks for saving that. I was mid-drink. Mid-drink, Kristen.
Dungeons & Dragons is a Dumb Dragons production.
The Fable & Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Where am I?
Welcome to Desert Skies, Traveler. Your journey through the physical plane has come to an end. I am the attendant. My colleague here is the mechanic.
Yo!
This is your last stop on your way to the great beyond. It's our job to make sure you're prepared for the ride. Now, before hitting the road, we have an impressive selection of over 34 varieties of microwavable burritos.
What's going on?
There's gotta be a better afterlife than this. I mean, come on!
That's offensive.
Something seems to be wrong with me.
You left something major undone.
I have a life outside of this gas station, you know.
You quite literally do not. Any hobbies?
Nope.
Ever travel?
Nope.
Love interest?
Are you kidding?
Oh my god. You're like the human version of a plain bagel.
Cash register.
How can I help you, attendant?
Play some music?
You got it.
It's kind of funny, though. What I needed wasn't back there. It was here, waiting for me.
I wonder what it feels like, Mac, to miss the physical plane, the people you left behind.
You know, I had a wife who died 3 years ago.
Wish I could go back.
No, you don't need to go back. You just need to be here.
And a new traveler approaches. Ready, team?
Ready, attendant.
Good. Let's do this.
Find Desert Skies wherever you listen to podcasts.